will deliver some great Indigenous music, contemporary music, and all those great things. But it's time for the news.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm Karen Rebo. Health ministers from across the country are in Calgary today for 2 days of meetings with interprovincial credential recognition and funding agreements, among the items up for discussion.
The Office of Federal Health Minister Marjorie Michel says she's also hoping to discuss mental health and addiction issues, as well as vaccination programs. Adriana LaGrange, Alberta's Minister of Primary and Preventive Health Services, is set to co-chair the meetings with Michel and will hold a news conference with her counterparts later this afternoon. LaGrange's office is also offering up a preview of what she hopes to see coming from the gathering, including federal commitments to existing health funding programs and strategies to address healthcare worker shortages. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press.
Education and extracurriculars aren't the only things lost to 740,000 students in Alberta in this second week of a province-wide teacher strike. Thousands of Alberta youths have lost access to vital food programs, and many are going hungry. Laura Geisbrecht with the Mustard Seed Nonprofit says she knows hundreds of students in her central Alberta area who haven't had the daily breakfast or lunch meals they depend on since teachers walked off the job last week.
There are a lot of kids who that's their only food that they receive throughout an entire day.
Bargaining resumed Tuesday to reach a deal to end the strike by 51,000 Alberta teachers, but talks ended without new dates set. Home sales may not dip as much this year as some had expected. The Canadian Real Estate Association has upgraded its forecast for home sales in 2025. It's now expecting a softer 1.1% decline from last year as activity continues to rebound. Its forecast in July predicted we'd see a 3% drop. CREA reports this morning that September sales rose 5.2% from a year ago, and there were 7.5% more listings. A new report finds the gap in customer satisfaction between Canada's big five banks and mid-sized lenders is widening, with satisfaction at smaller banks rising.
J.D. Power scored the banks on a 1,000-point scale and found customer satisfaction with the big five lenders fell 7 points from last year to 604, while satisfaction with mid-size lenders rose 5 points to 649. RBC ranked first in bank customer satisfaction among the big five for a second consecutive year, while Tangerine scored the highest among mid-size lenders. Michelle Zedekian, The Canadian Press.
And Dan Aykroyd says he's not opposed to an AI-generated alter ego extending his screen career into the afterlife. The Ghostbusters star and founding SNL cast member says he'd be open to the idea as long as his family or his estate is compensated. This is the Canadian Press. In sports, Canada's lone Major League Baseball team has flexed its playoff muscle in Seattle. After dropping the first two games in the American League Championship Series at home, the Toronto Blue Jays' offense finally came alive last night at Seattle's T-Mobile Park. The Blue Jays racked up 18 hits en route to an emphatic 13-4 win over the Mariners. Toronto third baseman Addison Barger belted out one of the Blue Jays' five home runs to break out of his hitting slump.
Oh, it feels great. Obviously helps the confidence going to the next day a lot. Homers are sick.
Game 4 will be played tonight in Seattle. The National League Championship Series resumes tonight back in Los Angeles. The Dodgers are up 2-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Calgary Flames lost 3-1 to the Utah Mammoth. And in tennis, Canada's Leila Fernandez moves on to the third round at the Japan Open. From the Canadian Press, I'm Karen Rebo.
Job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. sunrise, breaking back all day. Now I've got something to say.
Country Morning is brought to you by Klondike Office Systems, locally run and proudly owned by the Clay Nuktoway Group. Klondike Office Systems provides dedicated service to both large and small businesses in the Yukon.
Good morning. This is Stuart Bunnell from the Shone FM Newsroom, and this is the latest interview in our 2025 territorial election series, where we'll be speaking with party leaders and Indigenous candidates from each of the three parties. Today, we're speaking with Dustin McKenzie Hubbard, a Champaign and Aniagic First Nations citizen with the and the Yukon NDP candidate for Whistlebend South. He works with Shotha Nazi, providing land-based healing programs to First Nations families. He ran a small business and worked as a researcher with Yukon University, and he joins me today live in studio. Dustin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Stuart. Really happy to be here. I'm here with It's really weird to hear my voice. Sorry.
You get used to it.
Yeah. I'm here with my youngest daughter, Olivia. Happy to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. And, of course, welcome to Olivia as well. Now, when your candidacy was announced, the media release talked briefly about your dedication to addressing the healthcare crisis in the territory. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone really knows me or my family, my little sister had a stroke when she was 2 years old, and there's been health struggles throughout her life. I'm supporting her right now because we lost her mom last year to a sudden event, and we lost our grandmother to another sudden event in a home care. So it was tough. It's a long list of healthcare issues that have hit our family, and although I appreciate everything that the nurses and frontline staff do, sometimes there's some pushback in what is available to families to support them. My wife last year, she was bedridden from August until December. She had a back spasm injury from 10 years, and it took 8 years or so before she can get a actual MRI or X-ray because no one believed her. They said a 21-year-old woman who's not working a physical labor job wouldn't have done something like that to her back. And just last year, she had some discs replaced, and now she's walking as if nothing ever happened. There's a gap. I can go on and on about the issues with getting her that emergency service. It took 2 months longer than it should have because of issues at the hospital. Administration stuff that's taking too long. So,
yeah, and these are issues with just one family, and we, with 48,000 Yukoners, there's no way that this is just happening to your family. So, and that's part of the reason that you stepped up with the Yukon NDP. Now, understanding the depth of and the severity of these issues, what is it going to take to address these issues so that all Yukoners can have the health care that they deserve at a in a timely manner that they also deserve?
Yeah, absolutely. So, a big thing will be to listen to frontline staff, respect them, and work with them. It's when people are burnt out working 80 hours a week or something, it's hard to get stuff moving and hard to find motivation. There's a lot more to the plan with the hiring more nurses and retaining more doctors. You can find that at the Yukon NDP website, which can speak more on to that, though.
Absolutely. Now, you're running in Whistle Bend South, which is part of the fastest growing neighborhood in Whitehorse. What are you hearing from folks in your district that about, you know, things that they need, and what can the Yukon what can a Yukon NDP government do to provide those things?
Yeah, so in my area, a lot of families, there's a lot of older families that have children going to post-secondary. And with that, the parents have a lot of concern about affordability here because it's hard on them, let alone having their child that's often learning, wanting to choose to come back to live here with these high prices. I've got five girls in my house. They all love baths. Energy rates are astronomical. And now my daughter is pushing my chair. So, yeah, a big thing is the energy rate hikes and healthcare. There's a lot of nurses in the area. A lot of them, a lot of people won't put up signs because they want to be nonpartisan, but a lot of people like the fact that we're actually going to talk to them over the administration's offices and stuff like that. And what's another thing? I'm trying not to ramble. I'm a big rambler, so I'm trying not to put myself down these paths where I go too deep. But yeah, healthcare, housing affordability. There's a lot of home builders in my area as well. The inspection process is fun. We'll say that.
And by fun, of course, you mean overly complicated.
Yeah. So there's an issue with inspections. There's an issue with the requirements for electrical that's been brought up in multiple houses where we're sometimes we're the only jurisdiction that requires certain things, which is 10 times more than any other place. So that brings up the cost of housing a lot because it goes from a $20-$30 part to $200 part. So there's a lot of things that could be better.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that you've got a lot of nurses in your community, and they really appreciate the NDP's approach of actually speaking with frontline workers, and that has been something that that Kate White has been really, really proud of, and she's been talking about it for the entire election process. What exactly does it mean to the nurses in your district to know that there is a party who is speaking to the people who are directly affected by the concerns that Kate White wants to address?
Well, going by what I can tell, I can't say for them. I don't want to speak for them. they appreciate it. They feel heard, they feel seen, and they feel like they respected. They're not just a work like a worker bee. They're not here just to for all, like, it's traumatic work. They deal from the stuff that I've dealt with as not a nurse. I've seen some crazy things, and they see it on an everyday basis, and that should be reflected in the respect that they get. So
absolutely. And now, something else that you mentioned was affordability. Of course, that is top of mind for the election. As you know, the cost of living is super high across the Yukon. So what's it going to take to make life more affordable for voters in Whistlebend South?
Nearly all the homes there are run off electricity. There are very few firewood homes. I see a few propane or natural gas rigs outside people's houses, but for the most part it's all electrical. So having an increase to electricity is going to affect not just Whistlebend South as a whole, but all of Yukon. A lot of, like, in Whistlebend there's homes that I've been to that they have every measure of what's that word for in their house, like energy savings in their house. So they've got all those measures. They've got super insulation. I had a guy walk me through the whole step of the house he built and how energy efficient it is. And he's still getting bills of anywhere between $800 to $1,200 a month. And it's just him and his wife. And he's getting... he said he had his energy turned off from either May or June. And he was still getting $200... Or, like, not energy, his heat turned off. And he was still getting $200 bills.
Wow.
He's... an electrician. He knows where to look for the stuff. He knows where to look for leaks and make sure that his water heater is cleared and purged so that it's not running on high all the time with all the sediment on the bottom. So that's insane. No one should be paying those kind of prices.
Yeah, and that is, of course, one of the things that we've been hearing from at least two of the parties that addressing the rate hikes on rates that are already very high, as you said, that's going to be a huge step for affordability. Now, we're running out of time, so I've just got one more question for you. What can First Nations and Indigenous voters in Whistlebend expect from you should you make it to the Yukon Legislative Assembly?
Well, as you know, I don't know if you know, but I was part of the Reconnection Vision document, and it was created by the Yukon First Nation Climate Action Fellowship back in, we started in 2020, 2021, and First Nation advocacy has been my life since then. I've got two daughters that I want to grow into the culture and learn more of our languages, and I just have a deep respect for our people, and it's not just Champaign-Ajax people. I've got connections in every single community, and I want everyone to know that I'll be your voice. I'm here for us. I'm here for you.
Fantastic. I'm afraid we're out of time today. Dustin McKenzie Hubbard, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and my my daughter here.
My pleasure. And a big thank you, of course, to Carl Carpentier for giving us some airtime to chat. I will be back with the Shone FM News at 8:30. In the meantime, let's get back to Cool Country Morning.
Well, there used to be a time where
And that was none other than a lady by the name of One More Girl, would you believe, When It Ain't Raining. And now we go from, well, first of all, let's get the messages, then we'll have Mr. Blake Shelton and heavy lifting.
The Yukon runs on workers. Every day, teachers, nurses, cashiers, drivers, and countless others keep this territory moving. Their skill and dedication hold our communities together. On November 3rd, a new government will be chosen. Take the time to think, to learn, and to choose responsibly. When workers vote with care and purpose, the Yukon works better for everyone. Vote smart. Vote responsible on November 3rd. A message from the Yukon Federation of Labor.
For decades, you've relied on Whitehorse Beverages to quench your thirst, and they're proud to be the official supplier of Coca-Cola products in the Yukon. For the quality, price, and dependability they offer, Whitehorse Beverages simply can't be beat. So take your establishment for a refreshing spin and check out the sales, leasing, and installation options online at whitehorsebeverages.ca. Whitehorse Beverages, always Yukon and always Coca-Cola. Call 667-2273.
From our studios in Whitehorse, Yukon, this is the Shona Them News.
This is Stuart Bunnell with the Shona Them News for Thursday, October 16th. Nominations